Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th October 2004. In the series of Power of Thought, today's episode number 45. Bab Dada saw that the majority have waste thoughts throughout the day, every now and then. What happens is that weight of waste thoughts is heavy and weight of best thoughts is less. So these waste thoughts that you have every now and then make your head heavy. They make your head efforts heavy. There is a burden, and so that pulls you towards itself. That is why when there are fewer pure thoughts, which would be a lift for self-progress, not even a ladder, but a lift, then you have to climb the ladder of effort. Simply remember two terms. In order to finish the waste, simply use two terms in your thoughts, words, actions, behavior from Amrit Vela till night. Put this into practical form. So this is the Avyakta Murli from 15th October 2004. Baba is talking about waste thoughts and best thoughts. And Baba is said here about two things, which is not mentioned here, but in the original Murli, this is taken in between. Those two things are Soman and Samman. To stay in self-respect and giving respect to others. These are the two things. So here, the question is, Baba is talking about weight of thoughts. Do thoughts have weight, first of all? Baba is saying, waste thoughts are heavy and best thoughts, their weight is less, they are light. So thoughts are things that they have weight. That is fine. But can you say that thought is just like this pen? Now this pen is light and this is heavy. So do thoughts have weight? Thought becomes thing, okay. But any scientific theory behind that? Do thoughts have weight? Any research has been done on this topic, on this area, in this area? Do thoughts have weight? That's fine, it creates energy and all that. But long back, in 18th century, there was an Italian scientist whose name was Angelo Moscoso. So he did a lot of experiments in this field. He was the pioneer in this field that for the first time he made experiments with different people. He made them lie down, okay? And there is a beautiful picture which is given, you can see on internet. He made people to lie down like this and he attached different machines to their head. And he measured their different areas of the brain. And he found that if the person is lying like that, and then those machines are attached, liver, fulcrum and all those, that time, which was later modified for many years, people neglected him, whatever research he had conducted. But later on it was accepted. Whatever he said, suppose a man is thinking, he gave some person good music to hear, and then he measured those areas of the brain, what is happening there, and sometimes he gave them some intense thought. So he found out that when a man is doing intense thinking, blood is getting accumulated to few areas of the brain. Later on this was researched in a very scientific manner, and right now in today's world, in the field of radiology, there is something known as MR imaging, functional MR. So this functional MR has actually originated from this Italian scientist, because he was the first of his that period, that time, who thought of this, ki whatever thoughts are just like things, and sometimes thoughts can make you heavy, sometimes thoughts can make you light. And when they are making you heavy, it means blood is getting accumulated in some particular areas. In functional MR, right now, they see the diffusion areas in the brain. If the person is happy, then they do the MRI and they find what is happening in different areas of the brain. If the person is very depressed, unhappy, then they do and they find out what is happening in different areas of the brain. So this is known as imaging, functional MR, magnetic resonance. So thoughts have weight. Thoughts are things. Thoughts do make you heavy and thoughts do make you light. Baba is saying, waste thoughts, they make you heavy. Best thoughts, they make you light. What is the example of this? Suppose somebody has insulted somebody, okay, in front of everybody. Somebody is insulted very badly, for no reasons, for no fault, but in front of everybody. So that person becomes so heavy. He keeps on thinking, he keeps on thinking, he keeps on thinking. His mind becomes so heavy. If you tell that person to go, to walk for a particular distance, he will feel very much tired, very much exhausted, because he is already tired, already exhausted in the mind. Even though he is traveling in AC car from Panda Bhavan to Abu Road, but still he will feel tired. He will feel heavy. Though it's an AC car, everything is there. Probably he might also sweat. There's another person who is very cheerful, who is very happy, who had done a very good yoga, and who has churned knowledge maybe for a few hours. Open air churning, open space churning method of ours. He has gone into some open space and spent time alone with nature. Maybe 6 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour, even half an hour. Or had done very good yoga. If that person is told to go to Abu Road and no vehicle is available, with lot of difficulty one government bus got available. He got the government bus with lot of long drawn out voices, lot of people around, and lot of scorching heat of the sun, sweating, but still he reaches down, he feels light, because his mind is light. So thoughts are things. So thoughts have weight. All those thoughts, negative, they make you heavy. Heaviest things are, if you go with the for the hierarchy, the lightest are Soman, higher consciousness, the lightest thoughts. Little down, you come positive thoughts. They are very light, but little lesser, less lighter than Soman or self-respect. Again come down, ordinary thoughts. They are also light, not very heavy. Come down, waste. They make you heavy. Come down, negative. They make you heavy. Come down, vices. They make you heavy. Come down, lust. Heaviest. The strongest passion in the world. The strongest force in the world. Which a person sometimes find unable to resist. Such a strong force. Such a strong passion. Sometimes I feel, why this lust is such a strong passion? Such a strong passion. Before that lust, anger is nothing. Ego is nothing. Greed is nothing. Attachment is nothing. There's one reason for this. If you look at the entire world cycle, from the Copper Age, population was required to expand. And for that lust thing was must. And why will people do something when there is no pleasure? So some transitory pleasure, but that pleasure, seconds, few milliseconds, for that experience, the whole world started indulging in that. And because of that sanskar, which is so deep-rooted, so strong, which requires 100% body consciousness, Anger may not require 100% body consciousness, but here you have to think yourself as body, and then you undergo through it. And because of this reason, that is so powerful and such a strong hold that even so-called so many spiritualists all over the world, right from the Copper Age till now, at some point of the time are pulled by that force. So we need to understand why that pull is there, why that strong passion is there, and how to neutralize it. What is the way? What is the way out? We cannot say that I have conquered this. The moment you say this, it will attack you in a very subtle form. So that is why. So we were talking about weight of thoughts. The lightest thought is of Soman. The heaviest thought is of lust. This is the keder or whatever you call it. This is how it is there. So we have to progress gradually towards higher consciousness. Higher consciousness, higher frequencies, higher wavelengths. And thoughts are, they vibrate. Suppose I create a very positive thought in my mind. Now it will start vibrating like tuning fork. And it will go and spread across other minds. Because all minds are vibrating. So, but the depends now how strong I am vibrating. If suppose I am vibrating with pure thoughts, but other person is vibrating with the thoughts of lust, with stronger intensity, his thoughts will influence me. Then I will also start vibrating with that lust. But if I am vibrating very, very strong thought of purity, so that person even can change. But this is a very higher stage. When a plant is small, okay, it has not become tree. You have to safeguard it, you have to protect it by different things. Otherwise any animal will come and eat it. Yeah, once it becomes a big tree, banyan tree, then you may tie an elephant. It will not get uprooted. But when your tree is, your plant, it is just a plant, sometimes sapling. Recently, somebody has started doing Gyan Chintan, somebody has started churning knowledge and become powerful, and suddenly you feel you have become very powerful. From 5 years, I don't have any thoughts of vices. It is not the question of 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. Because that sanskar of lust is hidden somewhere. It is just covered. It is not gone. And when it comes with vengeance. It comes with such a force that it turns everything topsy-turvy. Everything it is thrown out of the order. So we need to, during sadhana, we have to neutralize all those deep-rooted sanskars. And for that we need to first of all identify it is there. If we deceive ourselves, no, I am free of it. Then there is no chance. If you deceive yourself, there is no chance. See, a person is sleeping, okay? So you can wake up that person. But suppose a person is not sleeping and is showing that he is sleeping, how can you wake up that person? Is there any way to wake up that person? He, no matter what you do, he is assuming, he is feigning, he is showing off. He is there, but he is showing that he is sleeping. Suppose there is a patient and he is having a disease. He comes to the doctor, okay? Doctor gives him treatment and he gets okay. But suppose person is not having any disease, but he is feigning. He is assuming that I have problem and he goes to the doctor. Doctor gives him any prescription. He will never get okay. Because he doesn't have disease. In the similar manner, this man who is not sleeping, he is pretending, he is masquerading as if he is sleeping. So that it is impossible to wake him up. In the similar manner, though we are ignorant, we don't know. But we say that we know. Is there any way of becoming knowledgeful? The very first step in becoming knowledgeful is to accept your ignorance. Yes, I do not know. to accept that yes, that vice is still there in me. That lust is hidden, is lurking in some crevices, some nooks and corners of the heart or mind. When you accept, then the next journey will start. But if you say, when I came in Gyan 5 years back, everything finished. Now nothing is remaining. Oh, except Baba, Baba and Baba, nothing is there. This is what people say. I have seen them talking like this. The moment Baba, we have become Babas, now everything is Baba and nothing, nothing, nothing. Is it such a simple game? Is it such a simple game? People say that nothing, but I see people, many doctors, they run clinic, they are in Gyan, and they say, everything is for Baba. And one side, you are not, you are earning money like anything. You don't want to get rid of that money earning business. And another side, everything is Baba. Baba is just doing everything. I just don't want anything. Everything is for Baba. On one side you say like this. On another side, there is a cutthroat competition going on. So, whom you are deceiving, first of all? Self-deception. You can deceive the world, but how can you deceive yourself? So this is self-deception. Atma-vanchana. Atma-pravanchana. First of all, we need to come out of this hypocrisy. What we are trying to show off is the path of spirituality, a path of showing off. We are practicing hypocrisy in one way. We look at the world and all the religions of the world. Everywhere they are hypocrites. They are showing off, we are this and we are that. And one day then they are exposed. And one day they are behind the bars, so-called Babas. What are they? They are exposed in a public manner, though we are not exposed, but somehow we are practicing the same thing, mentally. They have done it in action. Probably we are doing that in thoughts. Difference is not much. So, get rid of this self-deception. Get rid of this hypocrisy. Adambar, dambha. To say that I am very much spiritually progressed. I can do anything. My drishti is very powerful. My purity is very powerful. Ego of purity. When we became Babas, all that impurity is just gone. Now we are so pure, so pure. People talk like this. Many Brahmins, they talk like this. Is purity, is Brahmacharya such an easy game? Had it been like this, all those people except Brahma Baba, everybody would have become complete. Everybody. Purity has such a broad definition. So, first step in spirituality is to accept that yes, I have this problem. And I am not telling you to accept in front of the world. At least be very much true in front of one father. Yes, this is there. I do have thoughts of lust. I do have thoughts of greed. Even though we have given up the world, we have done this. But yes, I feel that yes, I wanted this. Such and such thing should come to me. Particular, some object. Some facility of science. Something that I wanted. And wanted it so intensely for one moment. And next moment it was gone. But it came. So from where it came? It was there. That's why it came. People say that for... One Kumar met me recently. He said, for 3 months I am very much okay. But after 3 months suddenly... That passion pulls me. For one day. And then next day it's alright. So why that comes one day? So I repent for that. otherwise I am very good for 2 months. But in during that 2 months also it is there. Rather, he is now repenting for that one day. But that repentance is useless. That is further creating a new sanskar of repentance. Ki simply Baba has said, don't even do waste your time in Pashchatap. You have to understand the entire basic process. How that is arising? You are saying that it is not there. Arre, it is there. Hidden somewhere. First of all, when it is not there, that is the time when you have to research it. That is the time where you have to analyze it. That is the time when you have to see how it comes, what it does, and how you fall down. And then how much time it requires to wake up, to rise up again. How much time? Once you fall, it takes few days. Few days of strong Gyan Chintan Amrit Vela, then person rises. So, this is very deep. Understand vices deeply. Understand vices very, very minutely. Okay?